हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So, in Tutiyavalli, let us read from the Tutiyavalli, first mantra. Ritam pibantau sukrutasya loke, guham pravishtau parame parardhe. छाया तपो ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति पञ्चाग्नयो ये च तिनाचिकेताः यः सेतुरीजानानामक्षरम् ब्रह्म यत्परम् अभयम् तितीर्षताम् पारम् नाचिकेतम् शकेमहि आत्मानम् रथिनम् विद्धि शैरम् रथमेव तु बुद्धिम् च सारथिम् विद्धि मनः प्रग्रहमेव च इन्द्रियाणि हयानाहुर्विषयांस्तेषु गोचरान् आत्मेन्द्रियमनोयुक्तम् भोक्तेत्याहुर्मनीषिणः यस्त्वविज्ञानवान् भवत्ययुक्तेन मनसा सदा तस्येन्द्रियाण्यवश्यानि दुष्टाश्वा इव सारथेः यस्तु विज्ञानवान् भवति युक्तेन मनसा सदा तस्येन्द्रियाणि वश्यानि सदश्वा इव सारथेः. स्टार्ट् फ्रम् हियर् करेक्ट्. सो हविङ्ग् प्रसेण्टेड् दि इमेजरि आफ् दि चारियट् Upanishad indirectly or directly emphasizes the importance of having the entire body maintenance complex disciplined. One must have mastery over one's body maintenance complex. Your person has mastery over body maintenance complex means a person is a disciplined person. One physical body must be healthy, mind must be stable, intellect must be sharp, one must be emotionally stable. So emotional stability, intellectual sharpness implies a person having mastery over one's, a person having viveka and a person having mastery over one's ways of thinking. Thereby, one can have mastery over one's sense organs also. So, emotional stability, intellectual sharpness, it implies having a mastery over one's sense organs and having a physically healthy body also, strong and healthy body. So, for a spiritual aspirant who wants to accomplish, even a person who wants to achieve even Arthakama Dharmas, he must have a healthy body, stable mind, sharp intellect, even to achieve anything in this life on power needs all these things. And think of spiritual well-being, spiritual wealth, the greatest wisdom. Of course, one must have mastery over the entire body, mind and complex. One must have shamaha, vivekaha, shamaha, damaha, and definitely a strong body also. Then you can say person has holistic health. That is what is emphatically taught through this chariot imagery. And in the fifth mantra we saw the consequence of not having mastery over one's mind and sense organs. And in the sixth mantra, the benefit of having mastery. So consequence of not having mastery over one's body, mind and complex, and having the benefit of, advantage of having mastery over body, mind and complex, we discuss the sixth mantra. Besides the sixth, fifth mantra, yastva vijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada tasyendriyanyavashyani dushtashva ivasarathehe. The wicked, unruly hearts are dushtashvaha. What will they do? They will drag the charioteer and they will drag the charioteer and they will drag the chariot also through a wrong track. Thereby, there's no possibility of reaching the proper destination. And there's possibility of getting ruined also. In the same way, your person does not have viveka. The person does not have viveka. Then his mind is not, the sense, the reins, the mind of reins are not controlled by one's viveka. Then there's no mentally disciplined. There won't be dharma, dharma, viveka. One cannot follow the life of dharma. Then there cannot be mastery on sense organs also. Then one will easily become dragged by the horses of sense organs. One's mind, if there is no viveka, one's mind, the reins can be easily dragged by the horses in the form of sense organs towards the objects. Then one can become a slave of one's own mind and sense organs. One will not have any mastery, which means one may not know dharma, one may not be able to follow dharma. So one will, being a slave of one's own mind and sense organs, it is very natural for one to even go against dharma, thereby to accumulate papam and to remain continuously in samsara and even possibility of going through even the being, going through the birth of infinite beings. So the consequence of not having viveka and not having mastery over one's mind and sense organs is really will reach the person samsara forever. And the advantage is in the next. So, just it. The person who is endowed with a disintegrated, indisciplined mind. Indisciplined mind means one who does not have mastery over his ways of thinking. No mastery over one's likes and dislikes means naturally the person's sense organs also will not be under his control. As a person with a viveka, he cannot really achieve anything in life. That is the consequence of not taking care of one's mind and sense organs. The sixth mantra we are going to read today. Yes, tu vijnanavan bhavati yuktena manasa sada tasyendriyani vashyani tadashva ivasarathehe. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati yuktena manasa sada tasyendriyani vashyani tadashva ivasarathehe. See, sadashvaha means good horses. Good horses are disciplined horses. The horses are under the control of the charioteer. The charioteer has say over the horses. They are good horses. And those horses, sarathe hadashvaha, the good horses of a charioteer who has control over them, will be able to reach his destination. Similarly, yahatu vijnanavan bhavati, the person who is vijnanavan. Vijnanavan means the person who has vivekaha, the person who has discriminative understanding of what is proper, what is improper, what is right, what is wrong. What is dharma? What adharma? So what is timeless? What is ephemeral? He has this discriminative understanding. Thereby, the person is committed to the eternal, not the ephemeral. And being committed to the pursuit of the eternal, naturally the person is committed to the pursuit of jnana. Therefore, the person is conscious of living a life of dharma. When a person is conscious of living a life of dharma, he will not compromise dharma for anything. That he has mastery over his ways of thinking, that he is not a slave of his own likes and dislikes, not a slave of his anger emotions, not a slave of his own thoughts. He has a mastery over his mind. Such a person who has mastery over his mind is given to the, strictly given to the life of dharma values. Therefore, he is the person of integrity. Yuktena manasa sada. The person, yuktena manasa means, the person is endowed with the integrated, disciplined mind. Because he has viveka, and with his, that this mind, because of viveka, discriminative understanding, the person has mastery over his mind. That way he is yuktena manasa sada. Such a person, he has mastery over his sense organs also. Tasya indriyani vashyani. Your mind is stable. Your person has mental discipline, has mastery over his emotions, mastery over his likes and dislikes, desires, jealousy, hatred, anger. I mean, they may rise, but he keeps them under check because he does not express them in his behavior. He making use of his willpower, making use of his heart of right and wrong. He manages those emotions. Thereby, he has mastery over his mind, a disciplined minded person. Which means the person of mental integrity is the one whose actions are strictly governed by his own knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, one who does not go against the values, such a person is said to be a person of disciplined mind, integrated minded person. Such a person, naturally, whatever the sense organs report also, he will not get carried away by those sense objects reported by the sense organs. So if he knows, he has mastery over his sense organs also. Tasya indriyani vashani yuktena manasa sada yahat bhavati yaha vijnanavan bhavati. The person who remains with the discriminative understanding, thereby who is endowed with the disciplined mind, his sense organs also remain disciplined, vashyani. And they, such distinct sense organs, cannot distract this person from the right track of living a life of dharma, which will lead to attainment of jnana and moksha. Tasya indriyani vashyani. Hadashwa iva sarathehe. So, the fifth mantra, consequence of not following dharma, not having mastery over one's mind sense organs, is discussed. In the sixth mantra, the advantage, the benefit of having mastery over one's mind and sense organs, having shamaha, damaha, and mainly having viveka, discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is ephemeral, what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. This viveka is very important. The person who has viveka, discriminative understanding, definitely will be able to have disciplined mind also. He can be very disciplined. He can have mastery over his ways of thinking, thoughts. Thereby, such a person, having mastery over one's mind, it is easy for one to have mastery over one's sense organs also. That sense organs cannot drag towards this person, towards sense objects. Cannot make him go against dharma. Cannot drag him into a wrong track. This is the benefit. See, any journey must happen, any travel, when you leave the house, to go somewhere, to travel somewhere. Before we travel, we go for medical checkup all sometimes. They ask the doctor's permission whether they can travel or not. But as a young people, young energetic people, we make sure you're physically fit, you're intellectually sharp, emotionally stable, and you have take care of one's physical health. We take care of one's physical health before we begin our journey. Even when you are on the way also, during our journey also, we consciously take care of our physical health. Because the journey should be completed successfully and the purpose of having this journey also must be served. So we always take care of our physical health during our journey. The journey in this life, real life. Similarly, a spiritual aspirant, every individual human being's life is a spiritual journey. The spiritual journey begins again at the time of this birth, and until it reaches this destination in terms of one's own sarupa, which is jnana or moksha. Until then, how a person who goes on a journey, travel, takes care of one's physical health, so also this every spiritual aspirant who is on the track of dharma and who is following his Vedic way of life should take care of one's not only physical health but also emotional wellness, emotional well-being, and for which one must have viveka. Okay. That is why shariram rathameva, the body is very chariot itself. Body is like a chariot. The chariot cannot go by itself. The chariot will not move by itself from any inch from on where it is. The chariot is something to be dragged. It cannot move by itself. And what is that which really enables the movement of the physical body? It is the buddhi. It is the intellect. Intellect is the driver of this body chariot. And here, the mind of the individuals are like the reins. Mind is like the reins. That is like the horses. This beautiful image is given just to understand. It is very important for one to have viveka, which implies vairagyam, that one has shamaha and damaha. So this viveka comes when a person is exposed to the Shastra teaching. Somehow by associating oneself with Mahatmas, being given to the teaching somewhere or the other, having heard, the person first develops his viveka. And along with viveka, vairagya also will be there. Then a person can consciously know the value of dharma. Then he will strictly will live a life of dharma. That is how one mind also becomes stable. If the mind is stable, that there's a firmness not to go against dharma, then doesn't matter whatever the sense organs report, still the person will not do anything wrong. It means the person can have mastery of the sense organs also. Okay. We have to move on to the next mantra. The person has mastery of the mind. It is possible for him to have mastery over the sense organs also. Like just as the driver, the charioteer, can pull the hence horses to this side or that side or to go somewhere or not to go somewhere also. Similarly, the person who has integrity, mental integrity, can have mastery over sense organs that he can really keep them in such a way that what they should be perceiving, what they should not be perceiving, that the person can have mastery over his sense organs also, if the goal is clear. Okay. Next mantra. Yastvavijnavan bhavat kyamaskasat sadashuchihi. Yastvavijnanavan bhavat kyamaskasadashuchihi. Nahatat padamapnoti samsarañcadhigacchati. Again, the seventh mantra. Upanishad presents the disadvantage or the consequence of not being disciplined, not having mastery over one's body, mind, and complex. The disadvantage or the consequence is discussed in the seventh mantra again. Yastvavijnanavan bhavatyamanaskasadashuchihi. Tatpadamapnoti samsarañcadhigacchati. See, samsaram cha adhigacchati. Samsaram adhigacchati means what? Samsaram adhigacchati means this person will continue to remain in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with experiences of paths of opposites. So samsaram cha adhigacchati means the person continues to remain in samsara. He goes to samsara means he goes back to this life of limitations. Assuming a body, he will be born again and he will be going to paths of opposites. He lives in this life of samsara, becoming the victim of the paths, all samsara, samsara madhigacchati. Who goes samsara? Who will continue to remain samsara? Means, of course, he'll be going through the painful situations. Who is that person? Samsaram kaha adhigacchati? He said, yahatu avijnanavan bhavati. The person who does not have discriminative knowledge, avijnanavan, the person, indiscriminate person. Vijnanavan is discriminate person. Avijnanavan is indiscriminate person. So, avijnanavan bhavati. The person who is indiscriminate, who does not have the discriminative understanding of what is right, what is wrong, what is proper, what is improper, does not know what is permanent and what is impermanent, what is eternal, what is ephemeral. Because this person is not exposed to any teaching at all anywhere. So, avijnanavan purushaha, this person who does not have this discriminative understanding naturally, amanaskaha bhavati. Amanaskaha means, see, samanaskaha means the one who is very thoughtful in his actions. One who is conscious of his actions is samanaskaha. The person who is not conscious of one's behavior, one's speech, one's thoughts, one's physical activities. The person who is not conscious of one's speech, action and thoughts. So we have amanaskaha. One who does not have any master over his mind, one who is mentally disciplined, is amanaskaha, indisciplined minded. That person, sada ashuchihi, is always, sada ashuchihi, is always unclean, mentally unclean. Ashuchihi means clean, ashuchihi in unclean. So this sada, this person is always mentally impure. Why is, why do we say he is impure minded? Every human being has all emotions. But this person who does not have viveka, naturally, who is indisciplined minded, thereby he does not follow any values. He has no mastery over his right and wrong, mastery over his sense organs, thoughts, ways of thinking. The desire comes, he has no mastery. Raga dvesha comes, he has no mastery. He allows raga dvesha to get them, allows them to be expressing themselves. Therefore, the person who has no mastery over his thoughts, naturally will be doing whatever, the body will be involved in whatever the person mechanically thinking. So amanaskaha, the disintegrated, indisciplined mind person, amanaskaha, sada ashuchihi, is always impure minded. Why? He is always unclean means, yes, his actions are dictated by his own personal likes and dislikes. Therefore, ashuchi, there's impurities. There'll be jealousy, there'll be hatred, there'll be anger, there'll be fear, there'll be likes and dislikes. Strong, if a person has strong likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, then we can say that the person is ashuchi, unclean minded. Ashuchihi. Such a person, not having mastery over his mind, not having any mastery over his sense organs, being very indisciplined, unclean minded, such a person, tat padam na apnoti. This person does not attain that absolute abode. The absolute abode means the ultimate truth. Saha tat padam na apnoti. That way what happens? The person tat padam na apnoti, the person does not attain that at the feet of Bhagavan, which means this person does not attain any vision of the truth. He cannot have any vision of the truth. Therefore, remaining ignorant, he will continue to remain in samsara. Samsaram cha adhigacchati. So, yaha tu avijnanavan bhavati, amanaskaha bhavati, sada ashuchihi cha bhavati, saha tat padam na apnoti. Samsaram cha adhigacchati. Okay, got it now? Is it clear? All simple. Now kindergarten verses. But we'll be doing again Bhashyam second time, then you will become much clearer. Now I'm not doing the Bhashyam, just read much. Now the eighth mantra again. 8th mantra discusses the benefit, advantage of being a disciplined person. Being a disciplined person means being endowed with a disciplined mind and sense organs. Being an integrated person. The person of holistic health. People talk very highly of having holistic health. Holistic health, how? See, physical health can be taken care of by having appropriate food, appropriate exercise, and appropriate medications. But mental health, one has to take care of. One cannot undo the emotions. They'll all be there. There will be strong desires, strong likes and dislikes. There will be anger, there will be fear, there will be anxiety, there will be insecurity, there will be always there, will all be there. So all these thoughts will be arising all the time. So there will be big obstacles. It is very difficult for one to grasp the essential nature of the truth. Therefore, an indisciplined person cannot have any control over his sense organs. And it's very easy for him to become a slave of the world, slave of enjoyment of objects in the world. Continue to remain samsara. So, the advantage, the benefit of having mastery over sense organs and mind, we discuss this 8th mantra again. Yes, to be, are you all following? Yes, to be jnanavan bhavati samanaskasada shuchihi. Yes, to be jnanavan bhavati. Yes, to be jnanavan bhavati samanaskasada shuchihi. Satu tatpadamapnoti. Satu tatpadamapnoti. Yasmad bhuyo na jayate. Yas tu vijnanavan bhavati. Samanaskasada shuchihi. Satu tatpadamapnoti. Satu tatpadamapnoti. Yasmad bhuyo na jayate. Yasmad bhuyo na jayate. So, yahatu vijnanavan bhavati. Whoever is a vijnanavan person, whoever is a person of discriminative knowledge, the person's discriminative knowledge is vijnanavan. One who has knowledge of right and wrong, good and bad, proper and improper, what is there, what is ephemeral. It is Bhagavan in the realm of truth is the only eternal thing. The discovery of this eternal reality, Bhagavan in the realm of truth is the only means of having permanent peace and happiness. So everything else in the world is time bound, including time and time. That including time, everything in this world is time bound. Everything. The person who has such understanding, naturally, he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Thereby what happens, he strictly has mastery over his mind. He is mentally disciplined person, which means he is free from, he has mastery over his mental impurities, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety. The emotions are very natural. You need not undo them, cannot undo them, but definitely you can have mastery over them. So the person who has mastery over his thoughts, how? By his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, pursuit of dharma, live a life of dharma. Because of his commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, Because of commitment in the pursuit of the moksha, the ultimate goal. First, in order to become mentally disciplined, here the person simply live a life of dharma. Such a person naturally samanaskaha. Samanaskaha means the one who is conscious of all his thoughts, words and deeds. The person who is conscious of his thoughts, words and deeds, who has mastered his thoughts, he is samanaskaha. Such a person is a clean-minded person, a pure-minded person. Sada shuchihi. He is always clean. Clean in the sense, he is always pure-minded. Sada shuchihi. Sahatu tatpadam apnoti. Such a disciplined-minded person who has disciplined sense organs also, such a person, tatpadam apnoti, finally he becomes mentally prepared for attainment of jnanam, and only he attains jnanam. Tatpadam apnoti, he attains an absolute self. He becomes once, he loses identity with the body, mind, his compass. He actually attains jnana. Tatpadam apnoti. He discovers the truth. Yasmat bhuyaha na jayate. As a result of yasmat, and because of which reason alone, due to that reason of attaining the tatpadam, due to the result of attaining knowledge, this person, with the right perspective of the self and the world, bhuyaha na jayate, he is not born again. He attains videha mukti. The person becomes jivan mukta when he is alive. And this person after the death becomes jivan mukta. After this death, he attains videha mukti. The person is the jivan mukta. Later on becomes videha mukta. He will not be born again. Yahattu vijnanavan bhavati samanaskaha sada shuchihi. Shuchihi, clean person. Sahatu tatpadam apnoti. He attains tatpadam. Attains that. Yasma bhuyaha na jaya, bhuyo na jayate. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati samanaska sada shuchihi satu tatpadam apnoti tasmat bhuyo na jayate. Vijnana sarathir yastu manapragrahavan naraha. Sodhanav paramapnoti tadvipunai tadvishno parampadam vijnana sarathir yattu manav pragrahavan naraha sodhanav paramapnonti tad vishno paramam padam vijnana sarathir yastu manav pragrahavan naraha Sodhanas paramapnoti tad Vishnu paramam padam. The previous mantra, tappadam apnoti, the person attains that absolute state of being one's own self. What absolute self? The person attains knowledge of the truth and he attains the absolute goal. So we sing this mantra, ninth mantra, explains the meaning of the word tatpadam apno. Tatpadam apnoti. Tatpadam apnoti. The word of tatpadam apnoti. The person attains the absolute end. Tatpadam, what is a tatpadam? The word tatpadam is described in this next mantra, ninth mantra. Vijnana sarathriyastu manah pragrahavan naraha. So the person who has disciplined mind and whose intellect is like a chariot, so vijnana sarathihi tu manaha pragrahavan naraha. Naraha, the person who has mental integrity and who has whose chariot is like intellect which has discriminative understanding, such a person saha advanaha param apnoti. Advā means road. Advā means road. Advanaha param apnoti. He reaches the other shore, the end of the path. Advanaha param apnoti. He reaches the other side of the path, which means he attains moksha. Here, this person goes to the advanaha param apnoti. This person attains jnanam. Tad Vishnoho paramam padam. And that is what is said to be the exalted abode of Lord Vishnu. Exalt abode of Lord Vishnu means what? The very reality. The very reality. The only truth of everything. Where the existence of the entire world. It is Vishnu Padam. Vishnoho Paramam Padam. The exalted abode of Lord Vishnu. And this person attains that exalted abode of Lord Vishnu. Thereby he reaches the shore of samsara. Tad Vishnoho Param Padam. That is what is said to be Vishnoho Param Padam. Vijnana sarathiryastu manah pragrahavan naraha sodhanah paramapnoti tad Vishno paramam padam. Okay, Vishnoho paramam padam, the exalted abode of Vishnu. Don't go and search for Vishnu's abode somewhere else. Don't wait for some aircraft to come and take you to Vishnu's padam. Vishnu's padam, the exalted abode of Vishnu, is a thing with his own swarupam, which is the swarupam of every one of us. Whether we know, we do not know. Whether we accept, we do not accept. But the actual Vishnu Padam is what? One's own Swarupam, obtaining in the form of consciousness, is the Vishnu Padam. In the Vishnu Padam. So you want that Vishnu Padam, you see that you become a disciple with the Purushartha Nishchaya, the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, accepting the Shastra teaching, and see, strictly live a life of Karma Yoga, the proper attitude, in conformity with Dharma. Thereby, you can have mastery over your own mind. Then you, it is possible for you to have this Viveka, then to have mind. Disciplined mind. Then you can discover Vishnu's exalted abode in terms of reality in your own mind as your own Swarupam. Okay. Vijnana sarathri yastu manav pragrahavan naraha sodhanav paramapnoti tad Vishnu paramam padam. Okay. Indriyebhyah parahyartha. I'm waiting for the text to complete and again we'll be redoing it with the Bhashyam also. Indriyebhyah parahyartha arthebhyascha param manah manasastu para buddhir buddhiratma mahan paraha. It's a very important verse. Indriyebhyah para hyartha arthebhyascha param manah manasastu para buddhir buddhiratma mahan paraha. Indriyebhyah parahyartha indriyebhyah parahyartha arthebhyascha param manah manasastu para buddhir buddhiratma mahan paraha. So, indriyebhyaha parahi arthaha. Indriyebhyaha parahi arthaha. All objects are superior to sense organs. Arthebhyascha param manah. Mind superior to the sense organs. Sense of objects. Manastu parabuddhihi. The sense objects are superior to sense organs and mind is superior to all pursuits. Manastu parabuddhihi. Intellect is superior to the mind. Buddhehe atma mahan paraha. And atma is the most. Atma is the most exalted. Why? Atma is the. Atma is a word implying the very abstract formless reality. And abstract formless reality implied with the term atma is para buddhehe atma mahan paraha. Buddhihi para. Buddhi is more exalted. Buddhi is superior to the mind. Buddhehe Atma Mahan Paraha. And what is beyond this intellect? What is beyond the urge of self-existence? What is beyond urge of existence of the Buddhehe Atma Mahan Paraha. Atma implied with the term, the reality implied with the term Atma is beyond the intellect. It is superior to the Buddhi also, because it is the Atma. The Atma is not dependent on intellect for its existence, as intellect is dependent on Atma for its existence, for it to become conscious and sentient. Therefore, which is superior? Sense organs are superior to the standpoint of the sense objects. The sense organs are superior to sense organs also. But the intellect is but what is more superior than the objects is the very mind itself. Without the function of mind, without the function on the part of the mind, no sense organs can function, no organs of actions function. So everything functions because of the back, because all the organs are backed by the mind. Therefore, mind is superior. But manastu para buddhi. But what is superior to the mind is only intellect, is viveka, shakti, the capacity to discern whether it's right or wrong, etc. That is the capacity to discern. The buddhi is superior to the mind, and buddhehe atma mahan paraha. Atma is the most great. Atma is exalted. Atma is superior to the intellect also. What is beyond the intellect? Atma. What is beyond Atma? Nothing else. Atma is beyond everything else. Why Atma is superior to the intellect? Because Atma is beyond the intellect also. Nothing beyond the Atma. You have to stop at the Atma. If you go, it's an inward journey. It is like a journey. Not really a journey, inward journey. You start from the physical body, grossest physical body. And you move on to the sense organs. The sense organs you move on to the mind. The mind you move on to the intellect. Intellect, you have to go to where? Atma. Or reach the Atma, you reach the destination. Stop. That is the culmination. That is the, it means, it's not a physical journey. It's journey like a journey. There is nothing beyond the abstract, formless reality, consciousness, implied the term Atma. Indriye bhavpara hyartha arthe bhyascha param manah manasastu para buddha buddheratma mahan paraha. We have a long commentary on this. We will be definitely reading this. Here already Upanishad, this 10th mantra, so having talked about the advantages, the benefit of having disciplined body, mind and complex. And now Upanishad, from this 10th mantra, onwards, again discusses the very Atma, the absolute reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, meant by the term Atma. What is Atma? Mahan, Atma, Paraha, Atma, the great self. Why Atma is great? The reality implied with the mass Atma is great, and it is exalted, Paraha. How it is exalted? Wise exhorted, it is his Atma which lends life, consciousness, sentience to the intellect. It is beyond the intellect also. And intellect, the capacity to discern, discriminate knowledge is part only the part of the intellect. Your intellect is superior, and what is beyond his intellect is what makes intellect function is the very reality, where it's mere persons. Therefore, we say, buddhehe paraha mahan atma. And buddhi is, of course, definitely much more superior to the mind, because buddhi is like the chariot, how important the charioteer's role is. How important is not simply driving the chariot. The charioteer has always has to take care of the whole thing. Your buddhi is very important, and buddhi is superior to the mind, because capacity to discern is the intellect. And when the discerning capacity is there, then what one should choose, or should not, what one should refrain from, that'll be very clear. Therefore, mind is at the seat of emotions, all the emotions. Therefore, what is superior to the mind is intellect, and what is beyond intellect is the Atma. Therefore, Atma is Mahan, Atma is Paraha, and what is beyond the Atma, nothing else. Atma is beyond everything. Mahatav param avyaktam avyaktat purushav paraha purushanna param kinchit sa kashta sa paragatihi. After reading all these mantras, I'm going to redo these mantras, explaining the Bible more. I'm just giving you at present I'm only giving you the literal meanings of the mantras. Then again we'll go back through the ninth. I'm going to start learning from there. Mahatav param avyaktam avyaktat purushav paraha purushanna param kinchit kinchit sa kashta sa paragatihi. Purushanna param kinchit sa kashta sa paragatihi. Mahataha param avyaktam. See, mahat is another word for buddhi. Okay? Mahat is another word for buddhi. What is superior to the intellect is mahat means intellect. What is superior to his intellect is param avyaktam, the unmanifested power, potential power, the potential power. Unmanifested power, undifferentiated power. The param is what? Avyaktam param. That is more the undifferentiated, unmanifested potential power is superior to the intellect. Mahataha param is unmanifested power, potential power. Why? It is this power, no, otherwise known as Maya. Maya is superior to the intellect also. Why? Because it is the Maya. Maya is the material cause of all the intellects, all the minds, all the sense organs, organs of actions, in the entire world of opaque things, objects. So he says, Mahataha param avyaktam. Why? It is in this Advaitam alone, all the minds remain resolved. All the intellects remain resolved. All the sense organs remain resolved. The entirety of the objective universe of subtle, subtle, subtlest, gross, grosser, grossest objects remains resolved in this, remains resolved as Maya, avyakritam, avyaktam, unmanifested, undifferentiated potential power of reality is Maya. Maya is superior to even this intellect. Why? Because power doesn't have independent existence of its own. The source of the power is the locus of the power. Avyaktat purushaha paraha. Therefore, this Maya is superior to the intellect. But what is more exalted, superior to this, more exalted than, superior to this unmanifested avyaktam, avyakta purushaha paraha, the exalted person, the being, the formless abstract reality, in the consciousness implied by the term atma is even beyond the unmanifested power. Why? Because Atma is the very locus, very existence of the unmanifested power. The source of the power is Atma. Therefore, avyaktat paraha purushaha. Please make note, the word mahat by itself means intellect. So, mahataha param avyaktam, what is beyond the exalted intellect is the exalted, unmanifested, undifferentiated potential power. And what is beyond the maya is purushaha, atma in the name of consciousness. What is beyond consciousness? Mantra says, purushat param kinchit na. Beyond this purusha, beyond this person, the source of the unmanifested power, beyond this person, beyond this being, beyond this reality, na kinchit, there's nothing else. Beyond consciousness, nothing else is there. But consciousness, Atma, is beyond everything else. Sa kashta sa paragatihi. Sa kashta, remember now, sa paragatihi. It is his Atma in discovering which a person accomplishes the absolute end. Sa kashta sa paragati. It is this discovery of this Atma is said to be the exalted ultimate goal. So sa kashta means what? That is the culmination of, that's the culmination of the journey of life, which is beyond even the mahat. And sa paragatihi. And that Atma itself is what? Absolute end, ultimate goal. Mahatav paramavyaktam. Avyaktat purushav paraha purushanna param kimchit sa kashta sa paragatihi.
Swamiji,
yeah,
The word mahataha in verse 11, you said it refers to the intellect.
Mahatte is like mahatta is sixth case.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's fifth case. Yeah.
And then in verse 10, we have mahan. There's nothing. Mahan means great in that context, doesn't it?
Yeah. See, you're right. The word mahat is also mahat literally means great, but here the mahat is a great. You know the word mahat means great is neuter gender word, and masculine is mahan, feminine is mahati. So mahati, mahan purushaha, mahat brahma, mahati. So mahati is so mahan, mahati, mahat, mahan, mahati. Mahat. Three words are same. But here the word mahat, new to gender word, but literally the word mahat here means buddhihi. We say cosmic intellect. Mahat. It's a cosmic, buddhihi is individual intellect. Cosmic intellect is mahat. And what is beyond mahat also is the unmanifested power. Because all the intellects origin, come into existence somewhere, become unmanifested from this object of mind. All the minds, all the intellects which are already unmanifested, become manifested, become manifested. Therefore, in this, Mahat is superior to, what is superior to the Mahat is superior to the mind. This Samashti Buddhi. What is, I have to explain this very clearly. Tomorrow I'll do it. Because today I'm very dull and sleepy. What is beyond the cosmic intellect? Mahat is a cosmic intellect. Buddhihi is the individual intellect. So Mahat is inclusive of all the individual intellects. And what is beyond the intellect, Mahat, cosmic intellect is Avyaktam, Avyakritam. Undifferentiated power known as Maya. And what is beyond Maya is the source of the Maya. Maya doesn't have independent existence. The source of the Maya is very consciousness, reality, Atma. Therefore, Atma is Mahan Paraha.
Swami, following from that question, in the temples when they use the word Mahat, that means it is what you said, it's cosmic buddhi, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why they do that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. See, he moves from individual intellect to total intellect, or cosmic intellect. What we need to understand, sense organs, and then mind, intellect, and Atma. And the same Atma is beyond the cosmic intellect also. Beyond cause, what is beyond cosmic intellect is the Maya, unmanifested power. And what is beyond Maya is the Atma, same Atma. That's the idea. So tomorrow I'll explain this to you again. Okay? I'll explain tomorrow, definitely.
Samajay. Why are the Arthaha superior to the sense organs? Why the pursuits of the objects superior to the sense organs?
Yeah, usually we say indriyebhya param manah. Actually, we never consider this sense object at all. Sense objects are not superior to sense organs, really speaking. Sense organs are superior to sense objects because sense organs alone lend existence to the sense objects. But here, sense organs have the status of being sense organs only from the standpoint of the sense objects. Without the sense objects, sense organs cannot have the status of being sense objects, sense organs. What is that which gives status? If there's no light, my seeing power is just a seeing power. My seeing power has status of being the seeing power only by pursuing the light. The light is, in the sense of, if sound is not there, my hearing power is there. but still doesn't have the glory of being functional, isn't it? That way, always you say sense organs are superior to sense objects. But anyway, we otherwise around also, whatever it is, what is beyond sense organs is the mind. What beyond mind is the intellect. And he moves on from the cosmic intellect, he goes. What about the entirety of the whole cosmos we take? What is Mahat is the cosmic intellect. And what is beyond cosmic intellect is the Maya, unmanifest. It is the Maya, it is the unmanifested power where all the intellects, all the minds, all the sense organs, all the gross, everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated in potential power. And what is beyond the Maya is Purushaha, the Atma. Tomorrow we'll discuss again. Is it clear now? Have you answered? Now slowly waking up. I'm much better now. And sa kashta purushat na kinchit param. Purushat param kinchit na. There's nothing at all beyond this Purusha, the Atma. What is beyond consciousness? Nothing else. You got to go beyond consciousness. You got to stop there. And the consciousness is the Surupma of everything. Surupma of the I, Surupma of this, Surupma of that, Surupma of you, Surupma of everything. The consciousness is superior. Sakashta, that is the culmination of the journey of life, and sa paragatihi, that is the absolute end, exalted end, reaching which everything else becomes reached as it were. Then one need not go anywhere else. After arriving at the Atma, the consciousness, you cannot go beyond the consciousness. Therefore, it is the paragatihi, ultimate, absolute end. Mahatav param avyaktam avyaktar purushav paraham purushanna param kinchit sakashtasa paragatihi. In terms of subtleness, when you cannot go beyond the Atma. The beautiful mantra comes, we'll see tomorrow, okay?
Swami, just to clarify one thing, right? So, up until verse 10, it's all Vyashti, correct? And then from verse 11, it's Samashti, is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, manasastu para buddhihi, buddhehe atma mahan paraha. There, mahan paraha implies also the Mahatvani. You can say Mahan Paraha means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha stands for who? Hiranyagarbha stands for Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam means the cosmic intellect. Cosmic mind, cosmic intellect. Mahataha Param Avyaktam. Even in that word Mahan Paraha, you can take it as Buddhihi, manastu para buddhihi, buddhehe atma mahan. Para, buddhehe para mahan atma. There, So after that, yeah, until the 10th mantra, only Vyashti is discussed. The 11th mantra, Samashti is brought into the picture. Individual intellect, you understand what is beyond individual intellect is Atma. Similarly, if you take the Samashti, the standard of the total also, from the Samashti Buddhi, the total mind, the total intellect, cosmic intellect, we take it, and what is beyond that is Maya. What is beyond Maya is meant without Adyaktam. What beyond Adyaktam is Atma only. Atma or Brahma. And what is beyond the Atma Brahma, nothing else. Nothing is there. Nothing else is there. Okay? So I'm going to stop now. We'll catch up again soon. And then tomorrow we'll see you in the class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.